As we mentioned before, we live in two worlds, the natural and the spiritual, as well as I read in 1 Corinthians when Paul tells us that the person without the Spirit doesn't accept the things that comes from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and can't understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. I would like to share with you some of my own experience. In the 80s, there was a big revival in Brazil, and the church saw a lot of people being freed from demoniac possession. This had a huge impact on how the church was viewed. The Christian faith changed from having little or no respect in society to being highly respected in the community, and the church seen as a spiritual force to be reckoned with. Christians gained this respect because it was known that we didn't fear Satan and his army, because the church was rooted in Jesus and continued to grow both in number and in strength. It was common to see young people getting together and going out to pray and evangelize in hospitals, prisons, psychiatric clinics, and rehab centers. Also in parks, squares, and schools. I remember one time a group of us had gone to an inner city school in Goiânia to pray and to evangelize. We went into various classrooms to share about the love of God, and when I opened my mouth to speak in one classroom, a student stood up and started shouting at me. He threatened me, saying that he couldn't stand our presence there and did not want to hear a word about what we were going to say. So we saw that he was possessed by Satan and wanted to stop the word of God being spoken. The Holy Spirit came upon us in power, and I heard myself telling the demon in the boy that he was going to sit down and hear everything in the name of Jesus. So he sat down muttering and growling. When I had finished speaking, one student in the same classroom asked for prayer and gave her life to Jesus. And we saw that Jesus has the victory in his name, and his name had been glorified. During the services, we also saw many demons driven out and the darkness won over by the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, when we laid hands on people in church for healing, the demon would manifest in the person and a spiritual battle would follow. The whole church would be involved in prayer and seeing the power of God in action. Demons were driven out, chains of oppression broken, and evil influence destroyed. Every service, we would see people giving their life to Christ. At the end of the service, we would give thanks to God and celebrated his power at work amongst us. So the next song speaks of this, God's powerful name. I encourage you and please come before him in praises, for his name is powerful, is beautiful. So the heavens are roaring, the praises of his glory. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against it. What a powerful name it is, the name of our Jesus.